Welcome back to Unabated Sports, presented by Crossroads Sports Bar and Grill. And we are very honored to be talking with a man who is going to be partially responsible for guys ignoring their wives and girlfriends over the next couple of weeks. Chris Erb. Chris is a senior product manager for Madden 2006. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's an honor to have you with us and all the time that we're going to spend doing that and not anything else over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you and me both.
Chris, can you, you're a senior product manager. Give us a rundown of what that entails.
I am, and this is, sounds like an easy job. I'm the guy in charge of selling Madden. So how tough can that be, huh?
Yeah, you've sold over 40 million copies. That can't be too difficult.
No, yeah, you know, it's I'm kind of the newer guy on the block here, but yeah, it seems like they were like, you want to be in charge of selling Madden? I was like, yeah, sounds easy. Sure, I'll do that.
But it can't be that easy, can it?
No, you know, actually, a lot goes into it. We get a lot of requests, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been a crazy busy week this week. You know, I think my sales guys told me about 7,000 stores were open at midnight on Monday night selling the game. So trying to get all the information out there and keep everything rocking and rolling along, as well as doing the TV and all the other stuff that we do. It's been a challenge, but it's, you know, it's kind of an honor because we're working on something that we love so much. So it's kind of fun as well.
Job can't be that easy. You have to talk to us. Well, let's talk about the 06 version. This game's been around for about 20 years. Not 20 years, but it's been, it seems like that long. We got key features in
its 16th season now.
16 seasons now. We got key features in this year's game. One of the things you can do now, or you can't do, is you used to be able to draft a rookie quarterback, throw them right in, and they would be just as good as a veteran quarterback. Now you guys have quarterback vision control. Can't quite do that this year, can you?
Yeah, it's a little different this year. We've been watching the league and seeing the things that are going down in the passing game, and we really haven't changed our passing game in about 10 years, ever since we brought the passing windows down, you know, in like 94, I think it was. So we took a look at that and said, you know, passing is the way we should probably go this year. So we've added the QB vision to the game, and the idea of that is we have an awareness rating in the game, and like you said, all quarterbacks kind of felt the same. You know, Vic was faster, of course. You know, some guys had their positive attributes, but it kind of, when you were throwing the ball, it all felt the same. But this year, what we've done is we draw this cone of vision on the field, and it represents what the quarterback sees on the field. So Peyton Manning, of course, his cone is huge, and he can see everything. And some of the guys coming in, like Alex Smith, he'll have a much smaller cone, so it'll be tougher to play with him because you're going to want to complete balls within that cone of vision because that's what he sees. And if you're throwing outside of that vision, it's, you know, it makes it a little tougher to complete the ball. So it's a fun thing. It's, you know, we have four different skill levels in the game. So for people who are just coming into the franchise this year, or for people who have been in for the whole 16 years, there's a level for everybody. And as you get more comfortable with some of the new features, you can raise your game a little bit. But it's a lot of fun, and it really brings that authentic NFL passing into Madden.
And also makes it a little, maybe you go with the veteran instead of the rookie then, right?
Yeah, you know, we noticed, we go around the country and we talk to guys all the time, and everyone was playing Michael Vick because, you know, just from a strategic advantage, he's the fastest quarterback out there. And so no one was playing with Peyton, and no one was playing with Brady and Favre and some of those guys. And so what we really want to do is make the game as authentic as possible, and those guys are the best quarterbacks in the league. And Michael Vick's great, and he's fast, but he doesn't see as well as those guys do on some of that stuff. So we want to bring that into the game, and we think we've really done that this year. So it really opens up the offensive game.
Another thing you brought in for the quarterbacks, precision placement. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Madden, you know, in the past couple of years, the ball's always kind of landed in the same place on receivers. But now, you know, as a user, you can control where you put that ball. You can throw a high ball to Randy Moss if you want to throw a jump ball, or you can lead a receiver. You can throw some, you know, behind a guy in case he's got some coverage in front of him. So it's really about picking your placements, and it's real easy. You just push up on the left analog stick and to throw a high ball and down to throw the lower ball. So we made it really easy. It's pretty seamless, but we've added tons of new animations that make it look really good. So it's a lot of fun this year.
Chris, one of the other features in there is the NFL Superstar mode, and there's a lot to this mode. Looking at, there's MVP, you can become an MVP, you can become a movie star, and the thing that scares me a bit is you can choose your parents to create a super athlete. It looks a little bit almost like the eugenics projects back to Nazi Germany.
Yeah, it's a fun mode, and we've got a couple Marinoviches thrown at us around the league, which is kind of funny. But you know, it's a fun mode. It's like franchise for people who have played before. Only you're managing the career of one player. We really wanted to create a single player mode this year that people could just jump right into and play when they can, because we know people's time is kind of limited and they might not get as much time as they want. So we wanted to create a mode that people could just jump in and jump out of real simple and real easy. So the idea is you can either, you know. We've got our new NCAA game this year where they're racing for the Heisman. You can bring in your Heisman player from NCAA, or you can create your own player through the DNA system like you talked about, where you're picking your mom and you're picking your dad and kind of rolling your character up like that. Then you got to sign an agent, you go through the draft, and once all that happens, you get drafted by a team, and then you've got to earn your way onto the starting roster and play through that. And if you do well and you become a superstar, you can you might get some movie role offers. You can even make the cover of Madden. But you know, just be careful if that happens. You never know.
We are talking with Chris Herb, Senior Product Manager for Madden 06. And you talked a little bit about the cover and how that may cause problems. There's been a little bit of a curse in the years past, so to speak.
I hope Donovan's not listening. Yeah, we've had a couple bumps and bruises on some of our cover guys in the past. You can definitely say that. It's something we kind of play up a little bit, and it's fun. And the guys who've been on the cover, you know, they still definitely have fun with it. And so they're all calling Donovan, telling him to watch out this year. And see, he's not too worried about it. He's done a bunch of interviews, and I guess the bottom line is football is kind of a rough sport, and those things kind of happen. And so we're wishing Donovan, we're all knocking on wood and keeping our fingers crossed that Donovan has a great season this year.
In the NFL Superstar mode, you talked about you can become a movie star. Is there any players that you maybe base that off of currently in the NFL that you look at and think of, or is that just something that came clear out of the blue for you guys?
You know, if you've watched any of the movies of some of the guys who have played football and been in the movies, like Brian Bosworth, we didn't. You know, I think star is kind of a loose term there. it's just kind of a fun thing. And you know, you see some of these guys that go on and do these, you know, record deals and movie things. We just thought it'd be, a fun mode. And you know, there's so many guys in the NFL who, if given the chance, they'd love to do some movie stuff and turn Hollywood. So we thought it was a fun thing to throw in. And it's something definitely that we want to play through. And because we're all, you know, we'd love to be any. Who wouldn't want to be a Hollywood movie star? So there's parts of the game where, you know, your appearance counts. And as you do well, there's fan sites on the game that start writing about you, and your popularity grows. And then if you get these movie deals, they're like mini games where you have to rehearse your lines, and if you do your lines well, your movies sell well, and then you get invited to do more movies and your popularity grows. And it really kind of ties in that that outside world into football, and so it's a lot of fun.
Well, speaking of stars, the star of your game year in, year out, doesn't matter who's on the cover, it's John Madden. I understand that he just re-upped with you guys. His name will continue to be associated with this game for, you know, multi-years down the road here.
We've had a long-term relationship with John. Obviously, it's always been John Madden football. He's been with us since day one. He's definitely involved every year with us in the games. He does the commentary, but he also looks at our plays and makes sure that we're as authentic as possible, which is great because it's kind of one of our goals. So John's kind of always minding the store on that, and he's super involved in the game, and he's a great guy to work with. So we were really happy to make this a long-term commitment. It's always been in the plans, and we're excited to have John back.
Now, John will not be the only familiar face on this game in the coming years. You guys just got a deal with ESPN, is that correct?
We just signed a long-term partnership deal with ESPN that'll start next year, and I believe it's a 15-year deal. So, they're the leader in broadcast sports, and we're kind of the leader in interactive sports, and we think it's kind of a match made in heaven to be able to bring in some of their stats and info and their passion for football. And we've got that same passion for sports in the game, so we think it's going to be a great partnership for years to come.
I know it's a year away, but are you guys already starting to put some plans down how you're going to incorporate them into the game?
To be honest with you, the production guys are already down the road on 07, and they keep trying to have meetings with the marketing guys to talk about 07. And we're like, come on.
We're trying to sell this year.
We're focused on 06 right now. So their job upstairs is done. They're moving forward, working ahead. But to be honest with you, we got a lot of stuff coming for the rest of the year, so we're kind of focused on this year. We've got the current gen stuff just launched this week, and we have the new platform called the PlayStation Portable, the PSP for Sony, is out, and we're shipping that game on September 20th. So it's the first time Madden's going to appear on that platform, so we kind of got our eye on that ball. But you know, once we get through some of those things coming up, we'll start looking down the road, and we'll start working real close with the ESPN guys.
This is Unabated Sports on ESPN Radio 1450, The Ticket. We're talking to Chris Erb, Senior Product Manager for Madden 2006. And another, you guys had a busy offseason. I understand there's no offseason in the NFL, but you guys are now the only game in town when it comes to NFL video games.
We are. Yes, we are. You know, this year it was a decision by the NFL that they decided they wanted to have an exclusive partner. They kind of threw that out to bid to all the people that had licenses at the time, and we were lucky enough to when the dust cleared to be the guys with the deal, and we're pretty excited about that. I mean, there's two ways to look at it. There was Madden this year. There was no Madden, and so we're definitely happy that there's Madden this year. And you know, it's our 16th year, and we couldn't imagine life without Madden. And we're hoping that all our fans agree with us as well.
Chris, obviously one of the main parts of the game is how the players play. How do you determine the players' ratings individually? And there's so many different categories to go into for each individual player. It's a team of 60 players on so many rosters. How do you come up with your ratings for the players?
We actually have two guys here, Cedric and Donnie, who that's all they do is ratings. They watch film. They watch, for the rookies, they'll go in and watch the combine. They went out to the rookie symposium. They go out and they really, take, there's like 10 or 15 different things that they take into account. And the ratings are real precise on the rookies coming in. And then on the veterans, that we already have a base because they've been rookies at one point. We take a look at the films this year, and we really start crunching on what they've done to improve themselves or where they've fallen off, and we kind of follow the ratings that way. Players always like to talk about their ratings, and we always get input from the players. But it's been interesting this year. Mark Clayton, the rookie from Oklahoma for the Ravens, came in and wanted to tour the studio, and we were showing him his rating. And we highly anticipated him complaining about his speed because he's good in the game, but everybody complains about their speed. No one's ever been too fast in the game, if you know what I'm saying. But the first thing Mark looked at was his tackling, and he was upset with his tackling rating. And so we were like, you're a wide receiver. We don't look too closely at your tackles. But he convinced us that he's a big hitter, and so we bumped his ratings up a couple notches. So we have fun with it, guys, and we try and make it as accurate as possible. So anytime we can get some inside information from the guys, we'll definitely use it.
Now, in the game, players obviously improve as they go along, especially the rookies. How do you guys determine which rookies are the ones that are going to develop faster than the other ones? Is there anything in particular you go with, or is it just a gut feeling? Is it your two guys? Do they have a gut feeling for who's going to become a star in the NFL, or what do you base it off of?
For the rookies, it's really about the combine ratings and where they are with the depth chart once we lock the game. So, for instance, I believe Alex Smith is the starter at QB this year for the 49ers in the game, and that's just based on that's kind of where stuff was leaning when we locked that. Now, what we do during the year is once the game is locked and we sell the game online, if you play online, you can download rosters, which will update the depth charts for all the teams. So, for instance, Ricky hadn't signed with the Dolphins when we locked, so he's not in the game this year. But if you subscribe to Xbox Live or PlayStation Online, you can go up and download for free a roster update, which will put Ricky in the game this year. So, we do that every month. We try and stay as accurate as we can with the original rosters.
Now, you talk about some players not in the game. One guy who's in the game, I've been told, I haven't actually looked for him, is Brock Lesnar a free agent in the game? The former wrestler who tried out for the Vikings? I've heard that rumor.
Wow, I think you tried to stump me. I told you guys couldn't stump me. You may have stumped me with that question. I do not believe he is. I don't think he is. I think that was kind of last year's thing, and I think he may have tried to he may have actually made it into last year's game when he was trying out for the Vikings, but I don't think he actually made it into this year's game. But that would be a fun story. He'd be slow though. he'd be powerful, but he'd be slow.
He would complain about his speed then.
He definitely would, and I wouldn't let him near me because he would tear me apart trying to get that up.
Well, speaking of competition rivalries, we talked to Dan Baker last week, producer on NCAA football, and he said you guys were their biggest competition. Is the feeling mutual for the Madden crew?
I don't know that it's competition. I mean, NCAA is a fabulous game, and if you open my PlayStation now, that's what you'd probably find is my NCAA game. I'm racing for my Heisman as we speak. NCAA is definitely a different game. It's more of the college game. And we're definitely more the pro game, and the guys on the Madden team love NCAA, and the guys on the NCAA team I know are big fans of Madden. So we work well. And this year the game's worked out really well because they've got this race for the Heisman moment that's fabulous. And once your kid, you know, once your Heisman player graduates from college, you can actually import him into Madden, and he can be a rookie and NFL superstar. So, you know, they work pretty well together. And I think if you went out there and you asked the fans, that there's probably a lot of crossover purchases there. And then there's probably also people that love NCAA and buy that one exclusively, and the same with our game. So, yeah, there's a little bit of competition there, but I mean, I definitely think it's friendly.
There are a lot of people out there who play Madden who think that they are the ultimate Madden player. And you guys have found a way almost to pretty much diffuse all that debate. You have the EA Sports Madden Challenge, which comes to Cincinnati October 23rd down in Newport-on-the-Levee. What exactly goes on in the EA Sports Madden Challenge?
It's exactly what you just said. It's a chance to let people stop talking about how good they are and let them show us how good they are. So it's a 32-city competition that we go around to all the NFL cities. And people sign up on EASports.com or MaddenChallenge.com. And if you win your city, we take the 32 city winners. We go to Hawaii during the Pro Bowl week, and then we have a competition there. And whoever comes out on the top, they can say they're the best Madden player. We'll also write them a check for $100,000. So it's a fun challenge, and it's a big deal. And last year's winner got $50,000, so he's a little bummed we upped the prize money this year. But he's going to have to come back out and try it again.
Now I hear Michael Strahan is a great Madden players. Are there any other players that really take the game exceptionally seriously?
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
A few, maybe?
There are a ton of guys who are very serious about the game. I mean, for anybody that gets a chance to go out to the Super Bowl, we have a party out there called Madden Bowl, and we always get about 15 or 20 guys who compete in the Madden Bowl. Michael Lewis is another big player, but almost everybody's playing. We had a party in New York City to launch the game a couple weeks ago, and Roy Williams from the Lions, he almost wouldn't leave. He just wouldn't leave ESPN Zone where we're having the event. He just wanted to keep playing. Carson Palmer is a big player. He's been on the cover of our NCAA game before, as well as Dante Culpepper and a lot of those guys. So you'd be surprised. Come sit at my desk during launch week, and you can see the phone ring off the hook with guys asking for free copies. So there's a lot of guys who play, and to be honest with you, it's the game the players play, and we're pretty excited about that.
We're talking with Chris Erb, senior product manager for Madden 06, and Chris, that was very enlightening, and yeah, we're going to spend way too much time playing over the next, several months. I was going to say a couple weeks, but well, let's be honest here. We're not going to stop playing it until next year's copy comes out.
There is no off-season when it comes to video games.
That's
well, I
right.
I definitely hope we see you guys down at the Madden Challenge, and you guys can show us where you are.
I believe Unabated Sports, we will have a contingent there on Sunday, October 23rd, down in Newport-on-the-Levee in Cincinnati. Chris, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, that was Chris Erb, Senior Product Manager from Madden 06. We're going to step away and be right back after this. You're listening to Unabated Sports, presented by Crossroads Sports Bar and Grill on 1450 The Ticket, Cincinnati's ESPN Radio.